Lingani tshona njani izuluka ntaba yikudibana kuhlelo lothu laba sakhulayo uhlelo T-Connection lilami uMike Hove kwazi why muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamchira mchongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo T-Connection muyineni wenyu Mike Hove welcome muri eZimbabwe welcome Zimbabwe muhle to T-Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington DC on Tuesday the 23rd of June 2020. Ontana Zimbabwe muhle tino rombo kuti atikwanise kupa ichirongwa chisemazuva ose. This program is a pre-recorded program. It is not live due to COVID-19. Unfortunately, we are all having to work from home. Nepamsana pechirwere ichi che coronavirus. So for that reason, ngeke lienelise ukungena kuhlelo njengentsukweni, you cannot call in. Nonetheless, muri eZimbabwe lilakho ukusitshela imibono yenu lisebenzisa iWhatsApp kunombolo ethi +12024650318. Saka kana muchida kutipa maondo enyu pamusoro pezvenyaya dzatisenge tichibata nhasi pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, munokwanisa kutitumira mamessage paWhatsApp panhamba dzinoti +12024650318. Tachipinda munyaya dzinadzo nhasi muchirongwa namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela pambili sitinta udaba lomkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Tikuendera mberi muri eZimbabwe tichibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on COVID-19. Now, as we speak, muri eZimbabwe, in the country, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this is something that has led to a lot of people panicking, looking at how the numbers keep skyrocketing and increasing the jump between week, that is increasing week by week is very high. Just the last time, we're talking about 200 COVID-19 cases. Nasi, we're talking over 500. That's a jump of over 300 people that have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths also increased last week. We're talking about 4 people. Nasi uno, it is 6 people that have passed away due to COVID-19. But now, we're not just looking at focusing on how coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwe, but tukubata imwenyaya zvekare inenge iri kupisa munyika. Namhla kuhlelo, we're also looking at touching on the discussion of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak, muri eZimbabwe, there's been a lot of meetings whereby people are meeting and discussing on whether or not Zimbabwe's constitution or certain aspects of Zimbabwe's constitution need to be amended. So that's another discussion that we're going to delve into further. But first off, umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Now, as we speak, according to John Hopkins University, over 9 million people have contracted coronavirus up to date. And of course, as we speak, like I mentioned earlier on, this is a pre-recorded program, so these numbers are most likely changing as we speak. Now, the death toll itself has risen to over 470,000 people worldwide. Ngiyaphinda njalo, 9 million people tested positive for COVID-19. Death toll is at over 470,000. Now, if we zone back into Zimbabwe, earlier on I gave you the numbers, but just to repeat them, in Zimbabwe, over 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 64 have recovered, and the death toll is currently at 6. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, over 63,000, the exact number of tests that have been conducted in the country is 63,347 COVID-19 tests have been done. 36,126 are RDT tests, and 27,221 are a result of PCR tests. Zimbabwe, we're touching on, of course, the rising numbers of coronavirus cases. Proposed constitutional amendments. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930-6040-15460 kHz per shortwave. I must repeat, muri eZimbabwe, once again, tino rombo, chirongwa chatiri kupa izvezvi is pre-recorded. Nepamusana pezvo chirwere ichi che coronavirus, we are all working from home. So silusizi, ngempela mtshakazo mohle, kodwa lingakhohlwi lakho ukusitshela imibono yenu, sebenzisani WhatsApp, kunombolo ethi +12024650318, lapho ukusithumezela imilayezelo. Makatirira chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection. got The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. If you're just tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, let's delve into the discussion of the day. We have two things that we're going to be tackling early on. I mentioned it, but if you're just joining in, let me just give you a quick briefing. We're touching on the rising number of cases that are COVID-19 related. Munyika, tichange chibata zvekare nyaya yezve proposed constitutional amendments. First up, coronavirus. Let's head over to an interview I had with one of the doctors that I usually have. Pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki, Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, who breaks down what all this means.
We are still telling the population that corona is there and it's real. And the numbers are increasing, and it's most likely due to the testing that we have improved on the testing, but we haven't reached the level that we want to reach. But we still remain vigilant in protecting ourselves from contracting the virus.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Tichitarisa, some of the numbers themselves, I've realized that there's actually initially we're all, I guess, for lack of a better word, confident, because a lot of the cases that were coming in from outside of the nation. But now with the latest results that have been put out, it highlights that there's now a growing amount of community-based spreading of coronavirus. How are we supposed to react to this as Zimbabweans?
I think as we've been discussing throughout the entire COVID period, that we should always remain vigilant, because community spread is likely to be there, whether we have identified it or not. It's actually there. It's a reality. So most probably the reason why we hadn't really identified it is because we hadn't been testing enough, so we didn't know the proper epicenters of where the virus is coming from. But community spread is a reality, and we should always remain vigilant towards practicing social distancing, washing our hands, and so forth, so as to prevent this. So now the current statistics are showing that some of the tests that have been conducted show that there are some positive cases which have been spread in the community. So we should always remain vigilant towards preventing contracting those the virus.
Now, let's look at the way we've been conducting our testing. It seems as though a lot of the testing was primarily focused on the quarantine centers, because that's where a lot of the cases were being identified. But now with mm-hmm. the number increasing, the amount of people who are now with the community spreading now increasing, how are we supposed to, allocate our resources with regard to testing?
I think, I've been trying to explain that we should do rampant testing, so that we see and where the focus of infection is, which regions are highly transmissible. So kana tadaro, then we direct our attention towards those areas, but also maintaining testing everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So that way we will help to stop the increased spread of the virus, but also help to contain the virus itself, so that the communities are well taken care of.
All right.
But the only problem that I guess we are having is just that we are not testing enough, so such that we can identify those areas. As you can see, I think in South Africa they now have over 100,000 active cases, mm-hmm. and we are lagging behind in terms of testing, so which is what we need to improve.
Mm-hmm. Right, Tombo Bata Nya in Rimi Ramai, Kukona Uti Namba Evan Vanku spread out a chuanage mu van kalatigatum nechungum society irku kwira says Zimbabwe tofana tabra saves.
Tnofana ku tanga ta accept a kuti zveshuwa chirwere ichi ichokwadi chiriko. Was it nevamwe vakufunga kuti maybe ndezvekudzimwe nyika kana kuti zvinobata vamwe vanhu vasiri isusu. Saka tinofanira kugara tichiziva kuti chirwere chinokwanisa kubata ani naani zvake. Uyezve tinofanira kuramba tichipractice ma principles edu ekuti tisawane utachiona. Tichipractice social distancing, tichigeza maoko, wakaona wa developa ma symptoms, wofonera ana mazvikokota kuti uudzwe kuti chii chiri kuitika kana kuti uudzwe kwekuno testa.
Mhm. Kana namba iyi ya
2019.
Right. Saka zvino sezvo tikuona kuti namba yevanhu iri kuenda mberi ichikwira yadarika 500. Pataimbo tarisa nzira yai allocatewa maresources emunyika, kazhinji taiona kuti vanhu vazhinji vaitestwa vanga vari vanhu vanga vachibva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vari mumaquarantine centers. Nemaondero enyu mungati yave nguva yekuti tichinje strategy iyoyo here, titange kutesta vanhu vari musociety vagara vatori munyika?
I think ideally zvatiri kufanira kutoita ndezvekutoti tinofanira kutiita open testing kuti munhu wese anofanira achitokwanisa kutestwa takatarisa zviri kuitwa nze munyika kuti vanhu vanongosvika kuma testing center munhu otestwa oziva kuti amire papi. Ndo kwatiri kufanira tichitozosvika ikoko. But pare zvino tinoti maresources edu asati akufanira, ndosaka tiri kuita particular focus nemamwe maareas rather than doing the whole community. But tinofanira takasvika ikoko kudhara, inge ndo kwatiri kufanira kusvika. Sana mazvikokota tiri kuti community testing is actually a must at this point in time.
Saka Dr. Nditsanangurire kuti zvinenge zvichishanda sei, nekuti pakatanga kubuda chirwere chichitekeshera muZimbabwe, kuti munhu anotestwa aitanga anoona doctor ndaichozomurefera kuna Anna Wilkins kuitira kuti anotestwa. Manje zvino kana makuti alright, ngatichitanga kuita community based testing, zvinenge zvakushanda sei?
Basically kana takuita community testing, zvinoreva izvo kuti tinenge tine macenters akati wande munyika anenge achiita sei, achita test such that people can actually go to the centers themselves, kana kuti vanhu vekuma center vanopinda mudzimba. So it can go either way. Yekuti you can walk in to a facility, then you just get tested, then marizauta ko wozotumirwa womawana ipapo ipapo, or otherwise. Saka ndo zvatiri kukurudzira kuti zviitwe, kuti tirambe tichi testa vanhu vakawanda tiziva kuti chii chiri kuitika.
All right, hold on, let me just translate for our undeveloped audience and then we'll wrap up our conversation. Yembokambe suluka ndaba ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo wonke umuntu ongenayo. Thank you so much. Namhla kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sithinta udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Siyabona phela ukuthi elizweni sokulabantu abedlula 500 abalalo mkhuhlane, njalo inani labantu abasebeshonile because of umkhuhlane we-coronavirus lalo selikhuphukile, sekulabantu abayi-6 abasanda ukubhubha due to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. So sikhuluma nje over 500 people tested positive for coronavirus elizweni, njalo over 6 people have passed away due to umkhuhlane lo coronavirus. Kuhlelo silo dokotela tinothenda simemeza, ngiyambuza phela udokotela ukuthi njengoba inani labantu elizweni lokhu liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka, thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe kumele sikuthathe kanjani lokhu? Yena uthi hayi, bona njengabo dokotela kudala bakhuluma lokhu ukuthi babona ngani this is the trajectory okumele izinto zenzakale elizweni. Uthi ngombono wakhe hayi, lingasabi izulukandaba, qhubekani phambili, qhubekelani phambili, lithatha the correct measures ukubona ukuthi ngeke libanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. So i-social distancing, qhubekela phambili, ukugqoka ama-mask, qhubekela phambili, ukugeza izandla ngesepa, qhubekela phambili, lingakukhohlwi konke lokhuya. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi njengoba siyabona phela indaba le e-community based spreading ukuthi umkhuhlane lo laphaya saqala vele besithemba ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyangena elizweni because of abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abaphila kwele South Africa, kwele Botswana, kwele Melika, kwele Ngilandi, abasebebuya phela eZimbabwe, yibo abaningi ababeletha lo mkhuhlane. Kodwa siyabona nje ukuthi lokhu kukhanya ngani sekuyatshintsha manje, umkhuhlane lo usungenile phakathi emphakathini kwabantu. So it's now spreading within ama communities achiyeneyo. So ngiyambuza udokotela ukuthi lokhu kumele sikuthathe njani njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe? Uthi hayi, yena mina ubona ngani sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende akhangele phela lokho okuthiwa i-community testing ukuthi ngeke bakhangele ama resources abo bethi hayi sikhangela ukutesta abantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kuphela kodwa sokumele kuhlolwe abantu abaphila emphakathini so wonke umuntu ocabanga ukuthi ulakho ukubanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane ocabanga ukuthi ulawo umkhuhlane lo yena uthi hayi instead of lokho esasikwenza ukuthi sokumele uyohlolwa ngabodokotela udokotela besithi okay hambe Wilkins or empilo beyokutesta usulakho la ukuhamba kuzaba kulama community centers lapho ulakho ukuhlolwa for umkhuhlane lo. Doc, now let's wrap up our conversation here. People seem to have, and I think this is something we've talked about over the period, the discussions that we've had of the measures that people are taking to ensure that they don't contract coronavirus. Now, with things, lessening or the restrictions slowly lessening with a lot of people now going back to work and so forth, what advice would you give them to ensure that our battery nature relates to coronavirus?
All right. I think as the public spaces are now opening up and as people are going back to their works, workstations and so forth, we should always keep in mind and be wary about the possibility of us contracting the virus everywhere we are. So I think the principles just remain the same, that especially when you're in public spaces, you should keep on practicing social distancing and frequent washing of hands using soap and water every chance you get.
There's another question here, Najda Kuvunza, Doctor. Chukona uti madroba kasi anasiana wanokutarisa nematam nedambuzigro mvura. Now, I'm sure we've highlighted throughout our discussions, Edukti, vanu fana ugeza maoko chincha kakwesha zhukurusa. Zino chicharisa kudu madropa kafana nana bulawa yoko, anokutarisa nedambuzigro mvura. Ne madropa kasi anasiana mzimbabwe bulayo le aisirio yega. Vanu vodi pango ya gadai uko waru kutarisa nedambuzigro kusha kwa mvura.
Mvura chini chakati koshe nguwa dzose corona or no corona, I think izvo zviri kufana kugadziriswa nekuchimbidza. Asi pari zvino kana pasina mvura, you can use my hand sanitizers and so forth, but zvinenge zvine mutengo futi, saka zvinotinetsei. Saka tine chikurudzira kuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana pavanokwanisa kuwana regular source of water, clean water, so that vakwanise kuramba vachiita hygienic nemazvo.
Right, thando kubonga udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza. Thank you so much, Dr. Simemeza, for taking time out kupinda muchirongwa chedu. So you just heard there from Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, who was breaking down what is happening in Zimbabwe. Over 500 cases right now have tested positive for COVID-19. The number of deaths, nayo, yakuda zvakare, there are now 6 people who have died due to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, and the number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 has also gone up. It is now at 64.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Uhlelo The Connection mineni Mike Hobe muri Zimbabwe. Siyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed an interview that I had with Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza over the rising cases of coronavirus elizweni. Sesingena ke kuhlandla lesibili tochipinda kamuhurukure yechipiri munyaimwe yatikubata nasi muchirongwa, the issue of the proposed constitutional amendments. Now, as we speak across the country in different areas, different different venues. They have been hosting discussions, and some of them, of course, due to umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, some of these discussions have been hosted online, whereby abantu are discussing whether or not isekelo sombuso, the country's constitution, should be changed. Let's head over to an interview that I had with a couple of young people in Zimbabwe who understand isekelo sombuso, who understand the legal issues. Paida Saurombe, our legal expert, joins us. He's on the panel. Tando Kwinji of Youth for Innovation Trust is also on the panel. See Kotlanjalo with Wongai Zimudzi, a human rights activist, and Jalo Gushelo, another gentleman that we had on our panel was Umnumzana Alex Kakanje with Batu Rezano PF. Let's head over to the interview I had with them.
As you would recall, the current court came about in the year 2013. It came about through what we'd call a negotiation of the political actors. But most importantly, it came about through the people of Zimbabwe entering into a social contract with the state or with the government that we needed a new covenant or a new basis of our law that would guide us from our past. We're moving away from the Lancaster House Constitution that had been ushered in 1979 with the independence of Zimbabwe. And there was a referendum in the year 2000 where that constitution was supposed to have been changed, but the people of Zimbabwe rejected the constitution that was proposed then. And it was only in 2013 that a new constitution was ushered in through 94% of the people in Zimbabwe, or the people who voted, voting that they were accepting this new constitution. And as this new constitution came into place, one of the ideal provisions, or the uppermost provisions in this constitution, is Section 7 of this constitution in the founding provisions, which says that this constitution, in fact, which says that the state must promote public awareness of this constitution, in particular, first of all, by translating it into all officially recognized languages and disseminating it as widely as possible, and requiring this constitution to be taught in schools as part of the curricula for the training of members of the security service, the civil service, and members and employees of public institutions, and also by encouraging all persons and organizations, including civic organizations, to disseminate awareness and knowledge of this constitution throughout the society. This constitution is barely 10 years old, number one. This constitution, most of our laws, because they were emanating from the old order, your Lancaster House Constitution, they then became redundant in relation to our current constitution. And what was then supposed to happen was an alignment process that was supposed to happen of the constitution with our legislation. And I think for a while, from 2018, there was this whole noise of alignment. We want to align the constitution. But the noise suddenly died down. And all of a sudden, with the elections in 2018, and as the new government was ushered in, instead of the project of aligning the constitution continuing, instead of chapter section 7 being implemented, that public awareness of this particular constitution be promoted, we now hear that the constitution wants to be amended, and these are more than 20 amendments, I think about 24 amendments at one go. Up until the year 2018, when we had the new constitution, we had approximately about 21 amendments. And this is the first where we actually have 24 amendments at one go of a constitution that it hasn't been fully implemented. So I think that's the brief background
So now, tell me something. You mentioned the age itself of the Constitution. Our Constitution was set up in 2013. This is 7 years later. What's the rush to now amend the Constitution itself? And besides that, has everything that has been put in place by the Constitution lived up to by government?
One would ask that very same question to the government that has proposed the amendments. Why the rush? Has the Constitution been fully implemented?
The next person we're going to head over to is Thando Kuyinji. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo njani sisonke? Siyabona abantu abaningi ngempela seem to be up in arms about, you know, proposed constitutional amendments. Let me make that very clear. That seems to be going about right now. Awusitshela umbono wakho wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo who's also part of the civic space. So what is your opinion on these proposed amendments?
Amendment to the Constitution in Zimbabwe, as it would be second amendment. And I must say, the amendment say it will with major implications in relation to our political rights for young people, mm-hmm. as well as our socio-economic rights as well.
Right. What's in the woods, I guess, is for me. Siyabona phela ama amendments, ama young corner that are being proposed. They touch on ukunikeza abantu abasakhulayo izikhundla. When we're talking about ukungena ku parliament. Now, njengoba they are now proposing things like that, siyezwa abanye abantu abasakhulayo hailing these proposals, versity, this is something that is allowing abantu abasakhulayo to be more included when we're talking about indaba ze decision making. Why would people be against something like that?
It's, for one, people would be against it because in nature it's tokenistic.
Let's head over to Esther. Let's hear kuti iye arikuzvona say my proposed amendments. Esther, vongai ndinomugamuchira muchirongwa. How are you doing? Oh, thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program.
Thank you.
Now, recently I saw you and Namatai in the streets highlighting issues, the issues that you have as young people pertaining to the constitutional amendments. Could you give us a little more insight on that? What exactly was going on and why are you guys in the streets protesting in, you know, regards to the constitutional amendments?
Okay, so me and Namatai on Friday, we went to the minister's office in Sazambi, mm-hmm. Who is the minister of legal, to seek audience with him, to see how the manner in which the public consultations were held.
Okay.
Me and Namatai, we hold different views on the contents of the amendments mm-hmm. on themselves, but what we have in common is the grievances that we had in terms of how the manner in which the consultations were being held under. You mm-hmm. find that Muno Marari, people with the consultations were only held over Zoom. Mm-hmm. And I so managed to be privileged enough put in the Zoom meeting and there were less than 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
So including the MPs. So what does this then mean? It means that more than 10,000 people in Harare who voted yes for the constitution are now being represented by less than 100 people mm-hmm. who are now going to make decisions that's going to change that's going to re-veto the decisions that they made in 2018. Mm-hmm. And for us, we thought that this was unfair, and this was also a fight over democracy.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something. As a young person, because I was reading earlier on, I was researching more on the youth participation in the Constitution, a lot of young people don't seem to understand much about the Constitution itself. Now, here comes the amendments. Why should young people care about all these amendments that are being proposed?
Because young people, we are the ones who are going to feel the effects
mm-hmm.
much more than any other age group.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to be extending, for instance, the quota system, the women's quota system, it means that 10 more years of women getting in parliament based on tokenism, it means 10 more years of women's issues not being adequately represented in parliament.
So now let's touch on, you touched on women representation and young people itself. I was reading a little on Clause 11, which talks about the representation of women and youths. 10 seats being set aside. First of all, considering the fact that majority of the population in the country run rich and leaky, is 10 seats enough?
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm. When I first had an encounter with the document, I said, this is nonsense. This is an insult to our intelligence as young people mm-hmm. because we constitute more in terms of numbers.
Pachirongwa Tinaba, Alex Gakanje, he's a ZANU-PF youth member. Gakanje, do you know Mkamchira Mchirongwa Zurufambe?
Yeah,
thank you so much for taking time out to join me, Pachirongwa Jed. Right. The proposed constitutional amendments. Some of these proposed things are not enough for Wechidiki. Aiwa, 10 seats, that's nowhere enough for it to allow youth empowerment. Constitutional amendments. She's dying to respond. Esther, go ahead and respond.
You know, that we are tolerating in this country. And this is the kind of insults that we always have to face as young people. Kana muchitanga kutaura kuti tiri kutanga pa 10, why are you starting on 10? Why are you starting on 1 preference? And besides, why is it that we are not getting as many young people to be getting in parliament? We all know it is a public secret kuti ma political parties many more, how you are pushing down young people to trust up in their positions. We all know how the system is conservative of whosoever, isn't it? And especially because I know PFU, you've got an understanding of this big brother mentality and entitlement. So we can't continue allowing you to continue stealing our future just because my youth, why are you awarding us 10 seats? Who are you to award us 10 seats? Why start at 10 seats? Why not start at 30? Why not start at 60? 2013, we agreed we have 60 women in parliament. Why now then starting good can I by youth? We now need 10 seats. Why not start at 60? And it's also why not good all right? Since we got me, like I wonder we should it's also that is we should come. My sister like I wonder. It's also a good touch is my court. Why not do that? If you are recently about democracy and equality, why not do that?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you both for 1 second. Paida, are you back on the line?
I'm back on the line.
Okay, awesome. Now, there seems to be this heated understanding. We have Esther Zimudi on the line, and she's highlighting how, as a young person, she feels as though, first of all, 10 seats is not even enough, remotely enough, to allow space for youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. She feels as though there should be more additions that allow youth to be more participating in terms of local government. So we're talking municipalities, councils, and so forth. Now, we also have Alex Katanje, who highlighted saying 10 seats or 10 is a good starting position, considering the fact that Richard Niki, they didn't even have anything to start with. What is your take on this?
When we look at the quota system on its own, saying that we want to reserve 10 seats for the young people, the first question we need to ask is, what is parliament meant for? Mm-hmm. What is parliament meant for? The word parliament itself coming from the word parler, which means a French word, which means to speak on behalf of.
Mm-hmm.
So already we have got the question we need to ask is already we have got young people who are in parliament,
mm-hmm.
though a small number, what is it that they are doing on behalf of young people?
Mm-hmm.
We have a ministry that is dedicated to young people, the Ministry of Youth.
Right.
What is that ministry currently doing for young people? Before we talk of aiding a certain number, which I would agree that it's simply being brought in as a number, 10 young people. From where? From what? What is the rationale that we are bringing in 10 young people? Mm-hmm. Can we not have other means of empowering young people? And one of those means is, what are the political parties who are bringing in members of parliament to parliament doing about young people coming into parliament?
Mm-hmm.
What are the policies of the political parties in terms of empowering young people, reserving certain seats for young people?
Now, tell me something, Paida. There seems to be a heated discussion with regards to how many people need to be consulted before there is an actual amendment. Esther Vongai was highlighting earlier on that, you know, this is happening during COVID times and a lot of the things that are being done, they're trying to utilize online tools. And in some of the meetings whereby people are supposed to be giving their opinion on these proposed amendments, munopinda meeting, yes, Zoom, munege munevanu 10, munege munevanu 100 at most. But now you can't have a circumstance whereby 100 people are speaking on behalf of millions. So now, how many people need to actually give the go-ahead before there is a proposed, before a proposed amendment can actually become an amendment?
Thank you so much. If you recall when we started, I gave a brief background on where we are actually coming from in mm-hmm. terms of this particular constitution. mm-hmm. where we had 94% of the people who actually voted in a referendum agreed to the constitution. Mm-hmm. Why I say this was a social contract between the people and those who govern the people, that this is going to be the document that govern us. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the current statistics of what is currently happening in the so-called public consultations, there are only 950 people who are going to actually be consulted in a country where we have got a population of 15 million people. Mm-hmm. To a document that's sacrosanct, to a document that's the supreme law in this country, to a document that took voters to actually dedicate a day to go and agree on. Mm-hmm. So really for me, it cannot be that we simply do this in an era or in a time where we are saying the country is actually locked down, people are being returned home, there is no proper business taking place even in the country, and yet we are saying we are having public consultations to amend a document that was agreed for, a document by the people and for the people. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to the people. We need to go back to the constituencies in the same manner that we did in 2013 when this document came into place. Mm-hmm. So we simply cannot have a very a small number of people going on to agree, and then we have got 210 members of parliament and the 80 senators agreeing on a document that the whole of Zimbabwe had to agree on. Mm-hmm. So we might not have a particular number, but we really need to go back to the people that we consulted in 2018 mm-hmm. when we came up with this document.
But now, that still doesn't answer the question. That still doesn't answer the question, Pida. Does it have to be a majority? Can a minority decide on behalf of majority? Or does it have to be, is there a specific amount? Does it have to be 90% and above? Or how does this work?
Unfortunately, our constitution does not provide for it. It gives that power to parliament. Mm-hmm. But when you look at how parliament operates, it has to be the majority of the people in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
When we usually undergo other public consultations, you will find that consultations take place widely in the remotest of places. Consultation takes place during so many days, consultations, different groups of people are consulted, mm-hmm. which to me then is interpreted as they should be a majority of people in this country who are consulted before these wholesale changes are made to this document. We cannot simply have a minority. We cannot simply have one political party deciding that we are going to amend just because we have got the majority in parliament.
Tando, mm-hmm. Right. Now, you've heard some of the things that are being highlighted. Esther uthintile ngempela udaba lokuthi she feels as though it's not enough. Amasitha ayi-10 kuphela. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo njalo umuntu wesifazana ukubona njani how much needs to be given to abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana for there to be enough ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo njalo abantu abesifazana balakho ukusithuthukisa elizweni.
Yes, but Mike, we've been here before. Mm. We've been here before with the women's quota, and Katesi women's quota, it's being extended because evidently Aizani 7, mm-hmm. because wakui wupomu kufawa nje, ama sitso wanalawana bafawa parliament, bahamba kona lale parliament, baha tetiswa, utawala ma constituencies, bati metetiswa, and they really caused more harm to ilokuzenin, women, gender equality, than contributing to it lapha in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And Katesi, when we are talking about the youth quota system, I think it's very evident, it's very clear that it really is not justice to our situations that young people are facing lapha in Zimbabwe. If I may give our examples, Katesi, like recently, what January, people gathered to accelerate our SDGs, our sustainable development goals, are going to achieve by Nyaga u 2030. And as the African Union, we have U Agenda 2063, where Africa should be developed by Nyaga 2063. And over the last couple of parliaments, Kajas and Borguti, Abanengwa, and Abanesta Kwan, who are the Zoom Kitchen 2063. Mm-hmm. So, which is the test that we have been proving in the business school in the zone? That is why you just want to Zimbabwe, like this is that we are not preparing ourselves for what the rest of the world and what the rest of South of Africa is preparing for.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Let's head over to Vakakanje and hear Ugutiena. What does he have to say? Vakakanje, Mchiripoparunare. Right, Manzo, Shukuta, Ruoka, and among my panelists, Edu, Tando highlighted a very important thing. Vachiti, yes, Hongu Panenyai, Yema, seats, Evachidiki, but there seems to be other issues, ulterior, bigger issues, such as my amendments, IRU, Vumita, for example, judges to stay there until they're about 70 years old, which is way above Yatinoti retirement age. Imiu, Evachidiki, Mrukus, Wanao, Sage.
Amendment the constitution constitutional. But what I mean here is there is nothing wrong in amending the constitution. And the process of amending the constitution, you know, to thank you consult the public. And the public, you know, to consult the eventual negative attend. If we are to do an election, my brother. We consider the people who have participated in that election so that we count in numbers of votes. We count in numbers of people who have casted their votes. We don't consider election looking at the fact of general populace. We have more than 16 million, let me say 16 million people in Zimbabwe. But the people who registered to vote are way less than that number. And of the total number that registered to vote, not everybody tend to vote. But we didn't consider that on proclaiming maybe the winner or the loser or counting the votes. So when we are on the Zoom meeting and we manage to have 100 people participating, it's from that 100 people who have participated where we can derive figures of people who are agreeing to the amendments. So finally, whatever contributions that are being made by the people who are managing to attend these public hearings is what will be considered in the constitution. Moreover, proceeding to the parliament is a process foot in order contribution of parliamentarians. And you know, in parliament, they will contribute the issues of more than two-thirds or of two-thirds. So here is the matter. As youths, we should look at issues that directly impacts our livelihood. Issues not going to affect our life. The issue of my judges, my judges can go 78 years or 75 years. How does that affect our lives as you?
Rekai ndikubate pamuromo vakakanje tinzwa kuti vasaurombe ivo vanoti vasaurombe muchiripo parunare. Right, man, zvazva highlightwa naTando mukanzwa zvekare zvahighlightwa navagakanje. Vagakanje vati nemaondro avo chekutanga those 10 seats hanzi isusei vechidiki tofanira kufara nazvo nokuti it's a good starting point. Vabata zvekare nyaya iyi hamboonzwawo naTando uyezve naVongai paanga asati aenda nyaya yezvekuti hanzi there are other amendments that are beyond just the 10 seats. Amongst them being the that allow Mtungamiru Wenyika to have a lot more power. He highlighted one thing. And isu sevechidiki, we must focus on things that are in relation to us. Sakari gaindu kubunze se munu anunya tunzwisisa nyaya ze mutemo. Why should the youth of Zimbabwe care about whether or not a judge anopiwa mkana okwendera mberi achishanda up until he's 70? Uyezve, why should we care whether or not Mtungamiriri Wenyika vanopiwa mamwe masimba?
Thank you so much, Nkoma Mike. First of all, I do not agree with the position that Sevechidiki only concentrate on
ye 10 mass seats. Sivechipiki, first and foremost, we are the majority in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot simply say concentrate on the 10 seats and debate on that. Do not talk about ma judges are going there. What do not talk of about the appointment of the judges themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This is a country where we need all of us to make contributions to each and every provision. Because vechidiki vacho kune saying inonzi kuti tisu vatungamiriri vamangwana ina handitoti tisu vatungamiriri vamangwana asi tisu vatungamiriri vanhasi. Kana tichiti isusu munhu mucivil service tinoda kuredusa makore atatogara atinawo ekuti 65 retirement and we go to 60. And if we then increase makore evamwe vari in some other positions, kuti varambe vachienderera vachienderera, when is it when we are going to give the young people also a chance or the young people to be heard?
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes actually quite contradictory kuti on one hand we are saying kuti isai ten seats for young people so that their voices be heard. And on the other hand, to increase makore varipo vacho vechikuru varipo vaenderere mberi kusvika ku 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of women quotas, ngatidzokerei zvakare ku electoral act. You know, our constitution is a beautiful document. Mukaenda pa section 17 ye constitution yedu inototaura about that gender balance, kuti we should reach gender balance ye 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
In institutions and even in institutions like parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying kuti let's increase the quota system for another 2 terms of parliament, why don't we implement section 17? Because tika enda ku 163 iyo ku 123 yatoda kuno aminda kuti ti increase with the other 2 terms. We won't achieve section 17, which is a better section. Iri kutoti ngatiite 50-50. Instead of kuti tingounza madzimai ku parliament, dzimwengo without merit, ngatiite 50-50, women giving them equal opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right, isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoyi, so let's now try wrap up a conversation yethu. Uzwile okushiwo ngu-Esther, uzwile ngempela okushiwo ngu-Phaida, njalo okushiwo ngumnumzana uGakanje. Yena uthi intsha should appreciate the 10 seats that they've been provided. Njalo intsha yeZimbabwe kumele they need to focus on amendments that are being proposed that affect impilo zabantu abasakhulayo. Hayi ukugijimisana ngalokho ukuthi umongameli uzathola some more power from other amendments, njalo ukuthi u-Chief Justice la uzathola ithuba lokusebenza ukuthi efika abe 7 years. Uthi hayi intsha kumele ifocuse on izinto ezimayelana ngabantu abasakhulayo. Ukubona njani lokho?
Ngike ngithi zonke lezane izinto eziku-amendment ziyasikonsela directly as young people.
Kanjani?
Singakhanyela especially yona le eyamajaji yimi untama oselokishini khathesi ongakwanisa ukuphuma engagqoka ngemaski afike phandle afike abotshwe ngamapholisi. So i-judicial system iyangi-affecta directly as a young person. So akumelanga ukuthi sibe sesishiyela umongameli, because as good citizens I think what we need to be doing njengabantu beZimbabwe yikuthi sibambisane sincedisane in governing ilizwe lethu.
Okay, ngiyabonga kakhulu Thando. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Wathi ngiphosele umbuzo ofanayo to uPhaida and Alex Gakanje, and then we have to wrap up our conversation. Sakatotanga kwa Muriva Gakanje, muchiripo parinare. Right, manzwa zvataurwa naThando. First thing she highlighted at Iowa. Zvese zvamakurukura nyaya yemajaji zvese hanzi zvino pane mukana wokuti vechidiki if they don't focus on it zvinokanisa kukanganisa ramangwana revechidiki. Abata zvekare nyaya yekuti hanzi ndamubvunza nyaya yekuti vechidiki don't seem to be invested panotaurwa nyaya yezveconstitution yenyika. Saka ndamubvunza kuti pane zviripo here zvingaitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki navo vatange kuinvesta in certain issues like these, nekuti ndizvoka zvinozo direct ramangwana ravo. Saka imi se umwo wechidiki ndimi kamunoita nyaya dzepolitics. What can be done kuitira kuti vechidiki vatange kunzwisisa kukosha kwema processes akadai uyezve Tando anyatso highlight akati nyaya iyi yepolitics inenge inoti netsei nekuti vechidiki havasi kupiwa mikana yekunyatso participate munyaya dzematongero enyika. Saka zvii zvinofanira kuitwa kuitira kuti vechidiki mangwana vaonewo mukana wekuparticipata mune maprocedures akadai vakasununguka.
Chekutanga vechidiki tinofanira kuve responsible. We should know kuti activism inotangira papi inoperera papi. We shall never be taken seriously in politics when we mistaken democracy for lawlessness, freedom of speech for insults. We should know kuti kana pakutaurwa nhau dzenyika hapatariswe age in terms of demographics. Panotariswa maideas. Pane mayouth chwacho takawanda nhasi. We have a problem yekuti panotaurwa maserious issues ekuvaka nyika, we then come in as activists and alarmists.
All right. Regai tipe eva saurombe mkana, and then we wrap up the conversation. Paida, uchiripo parunare?
Ndichipo mkoma Mike.
You get to wrap up the conversation mkoma wangu. Manzo wazwa taurwa na wagakanje mkanzo wazwa kare zwa taurwa na tando. Anzi na wagakanje vechidiki aiwa anzi you must work alongside government kwete zokuda kuhuru sani sani urumende. Petai mnekutipa maundre.
Thank you so much. Ichocho ichokwadi kuti tinofanira kunga tiri vanhu vanotaura. I think what's important in a democracy are the discussions and the debates that are ongoing. It is important that the voice of young people be heard. Tingangwati tine ma disagreements ati now, but those disagreements and the debates help us to make a future of this country. Tiri vechidiki, tiri vatungamiriri vanhasi, tiri vatungamiriri vamangwana. We have a beautiful written constitution yatinayo. Let's debate on it. Let's see kuti constitution iyoyi pane zvirikuda kunzi zvichinjwa, hatisi kuzvichinjira for current political benefits here. What will this constitution look like as a document 10 years from now? What will this constitution look like as a document 50 years from now?
All right, Tando Wonga, Paida Saurombe, Tando Kuinji, Vongaizi Mutsikanyelo, Alex Kakanje, ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lamsakhulayo, tinotenda zvikuru sa. MuZimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga chibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus, mukuhlane weCOVID-19. There's been a jump of positive cases at least only by over 300 people. The number of deaths has also increased. The last time we spoke lapha uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, we were talking about 4 people that had passed away due to COVID-19. Sikhuluma nje namhla, it's 6 people. Once again, MuRadio Zimbabwe, this program is pre-recorded. Saka tine urombo, by the time you go on air, these numbers may or may not have changed. But just in a MuRadio Zimbabwe, tanga tiri pano tiri tose pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Abafisa kuxoxa lami lakho kungithola ku social media, ku Twitter, njalo ku Instagram @BigMike3BIGMYKE3 iyona username yami. Ndipo pamunokwanisa kundibata. MuRadio Zimbabwe musakanganwe, munokwanisa kutitumirawo mashoko enyu pa WhatsApp panumber 021 202 465 0318. MuRadio Zimbabwe tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Sesifikile mapetseleni ohlelo lwatu lwavasakhulayo namhla. Sohlangana same time same place lapha emsakazweni weStudio 7 pano panepfenyuro yeStudio 7 anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndine wenyu Mike Hove, MuRadio Zimbabwe. Bye bye.